friends, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. I remember doing a workshop when I was in college about the importance of dressing for success and dressing for the job that you want. But besides that, we had real HR reps who did a lot of the hiring come in and talk to us about what they were looking for and what they avoided when they would hire someone. So keep listening as I share my top 5 tips to help you prepare for your next job interview.
Hello, you're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is... Is that right?
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is...
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose
of... Wait,
your daily dose of inspiration.
You're listening to...
Mormon Channel Daily. Some of you might be leaving your place of work after many years in order to find something better. Others of you may be just finishing college and are looking for your first big boy or big girl job. Or you might be someone still in high school trying to find a part-time job during school. Whatever your circumstances are, we can all agree that interviewing for jobs can be nerve-wracking and cause a lot of anxiety. No matter what kind of job you're looking for, whether it's a job at a drive-thru or a job as an educator, the way you interview can determine whether you're the right or wrong person for the job. I know half an hour or an hour isn't enough time to allow someone to get to know you, so it's important that with the time that you do have, you put your best foot forward and you show them what you got. I remember one of my first jobs when I graduated high school was working retail. I applied at a clothing store and was told to come in for a group interview. And the only thing worse than having an interview is having a group interview with 5 other people competing for the same position. So I showed up early. I wore my best Sunday dress. And I remember looking at the other kids that came in. And most of them were my age or, you know, a little younger in high school. And they were wearing jeans and sneakers, like ripped jeans and sneakers. And I felt a little over the top in my dress. But during the interview, the owner of the store thanked me for taking the time to dress up. I know this wasn't a life-defining job. It wasn't my career. You know, it was retail. But the owner appreciated that I wanted to look presentable for that. Dress for success. No matter what job you're interviewing for, if you're interviewing at McDonald's, if you're interviewing at a car wash, or if you're interviewing at a corporate office, dress your best. Dress in a way that makes you feel confident and encourages you to nail this interview. You don't have to be over the top, but dress sharp. What you look like and how you dress is the very first impression that you will give your interviewers. Before you even say anything, they will notice. So show them in your appearance that you want this job. One of the most common complaints I hear from people who are doing the hiring is how often interviewees are late to their job interviews. Don't be late, guys. This gives the wrong first impression and can even lead you to not getting the job, even if you are qualified. So prepare the night before. Make sure you have everything ready. Set aside time to get everything you need ready, to practice your interview, and make sure to give yourself enough time commuting to wherever your interview may be at. Be there 15 minutes before. Interviewers appreciate you being early, and plus it gives you some time to relax, calm your nerves, and view the dynamic of the place where you're desiring to work. Great. So you made it to your interview on time. You're looking sharp. Now it's time for the actual interview to start. This is the important part. I will say this over and over and over again, and this isn't just for young people, but for everybody. Put your phones away. Put them away. Make sure that they're on silent and put them in your pocket or in your bag and don't take them out during your interview. You would be surprised at how many people will text or take calls during an interview. It can wait. That is so disrespectful. You can also let your interviewer know you're giving them your full attention by doing small things like sitting up straight, you know, your body language, making eye contact. All of that matters. Also, don't chew gum during an interview. That's just a personal one for me, but don't do it. Spit your gum out. For the most part, you won't know any of the questions that you'll be asked. But if you do, or if they let you know in advance, practice them. Go over them in front of a mirror or with a friend and just practice what you're going to say. And if you're like most of us, you're probably going in there without knowing exactly what they're going to ask. So when you are asked a question, don't feel like you need to immediately have to answer it. You want to give honest and thoughtful answers. So take some time to think about it. Really think in your mind about the question, how you would answer. Think about what's being asked instead of just saying the first thing that pops into your head. And trust me, interviewers will appreciate this. They want honest answers. If you don't understand something, ask questions. And when you ask questions, you let them know that you're interested as well. Ask them questions about the company or about the duties of the position. Show them that you care. Great. So you nailed your interview. So now what? You might think that's it, but it's not. After you've completed your interview, make sure to thank the person who interviewed you. Showing kindness and gratitude goes a long way, and it can make a difference. Wait a day or two, and you can either send them an email, but I would recommend writing a thank you note. It's just more personable. You can mail it to them or drop it off and just tell them, you know, thank you for taking the time to meet with me. Plus, it also allows the interviewer to be reminded of you once more, so you kind of have a bit of an upper hand, and you're at the top of their mind. Make sure that you always send a thank you note or an email after your interview. It makes a difference. The most qualified applicant is not always the one who's hired. The winning candidate is often the one who does the best job, responding to interview questions and showing why they're there and why they're best for the job. I hope that you guys found these tips helpful. There's tips that have helped me in my interviews. And let us know if you have any other helpful tips. You can send us a message on Facebook or comment on our MormonChannel.org page. Make sure to listen tomorrow because I've got a great surprise for you coming to Mormon Channel. And remember to listen every Monday through Friday for inspirational messages and uplifting topics.